That's right. Just call me if you need a friend. We're going to try and do a little call-in here a little later on. But, you know, there's a lot of some announcements that Cindy said she had on top of the hour that you're going to talk about with the Vallejo Project.
Yeah. I mean, so I believe September is Suicide Prevention Month. I believe it might be October. But we're focused on raising suicide awareness and prevention, talking about mental health crisis in a safe and like public space.
Now, when well, every month would be Suicide Prevention
Definitely.
Month.
Definitely.
You know, don't want people jumping on bridges. But what would be something that could be done?
Well, the first thing is that you can always go to the emergency room if you need to. And you can be checked in yourself, and they can do a full check on you. If the ER isn't comfortable, it's always important to have a safe space, which I know can be very difficult for people. So establishing and building a safe space for yourself at all times is crucial in this world.
And what kind of safe space would can we recommend? Well, what kind of what would that be?
I mean, if you have a studio, if you have an apartment, a home, a room, a friend's house, something safe for you to stay until your crisis is averted.
And my mom would always say, you know, and if anybody felt like they were going to do themselves in, you're going to be dead soon enough anyway.
Yeah, life's not too long. I think we can stick it out.
Yeah, and in this great country of ours, there's nothing that's too horrible that you have to face. I mean, there's always something. There's always something you can do to alleviate and look on the brighter side.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody has some friends. Everybody has some connection. Everybody
has something.
Something they can reach out to. And as far as formal suicide preventing things that one could do if you're feeling down, going to the emergency room can be a little tricky because if you say to them, "Ooh," they always ask you, "Do you feel like you're going to hurt yourself?"
Yeah,
and
it's like you don't really want to answer yes, like
because if you answer yes, then they'll put you away for at least 2 weeks.
They lock you up.
Yeah, and then you're in that lockdown, and it's one flew over the cuckoo's nest time.
Yeah,
and they don't let you out. If you say no. Then sometimes they try and trick you into saying yes by saying, well, then none of it's covered.
Exactly.
Now you have to pay out of pocket.
Now you need a new place to stay. It's a whole new process.
Mm-hmm.
New doctors.
So you got to be very careful out there when you're confronted with a situation like that. But don't let yourselves get to that point. You know, it's the new wave of thinking these days is self-responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting because it keeps people out of a situation where you're doing a street drug, you're getting yourself into problems.
Otherwise, it'd be
pretty dangerous. Yeah. So it's always looking inward into yourself saying, well, instead of feeling bummed about my situation, what can I do for somebody else? What can I do for the community and getting involved? And that's what's neat about having programs like Vallejo Project, where before you get to that point, you know, the job isn't working out, a relationship's not working out, any of those things that are common for people to start moving in that direction for feeling like, oh, I just don't want to deal with things anymore. Get involved in the community. Get involved with helping out other people. There's a lot of other nonprofits besides Vallejo Project in town. And a lot of other community-based things that you can get involved in. Right here in town, in fact, you can get involved with the Farmers Market. You can get involved with Art Walk. Get involved in Faith Food Fridays. A lot of ways that one can contribute to community. And suddenly you'll find yourself feeling a lot better about the situation because you've stopped thinking about yourself and you're looking out in the community and suddenly there's people to help you. Some of these people that are going to go, hey, wait a second, I can help you with that situation, or I know of a job down the street.
Yeah, connections, networking, all the time, always.
And that's a big thing right now. People are rediscovering community.
Yeah.
You know, in the whole COVID era, we were told to be separate. Everybody stay in their little cocoon. Don't talk to anybody. Just get on the interwebs and, you know,
do
talk.
Do a little scrolling.
Yeah. Doom scrolling, is right?
Doom scrolling.
And, but now people are getting back out there and realizing, no, it's all about community. It's about interaction. We're social animals out there, and that's what we need to do. So you're out there feeling a little down, feeling a little blue, reach out to the community. And maybe the people that are closest to you right now are toxic, is what they call them.
Sometimes.
And you don't need to, you know, rely on them. Go out into the community and find new friends, find new connections. There's always a ton of it out there. Q, Adjo's brother here in town, who's part of Vallejo Project, tells a great story of how he got involved in taking packets, like food packets, out to some of people that were homeless out there on Sonoma Boulevard.
Yeah.
And
we also have Faith Food Fridays for produce and stuff like that, right around the corner. I'm not sure the address, but if you Google Faith Food Fridays, I'm sure we could find it.
They've been around for years, and they're a great, great resource and great, great way to volunteer.
Yeah.
And on that story I was telling, a couple that was had just become homeless through the various reasons that happened, because of the landlord and between jobs and things that you never expect. Q and his buddies gave them a food pack and gave them information about how they could help themselves and get back on their feet. Son of a gun, several months later, he was on a job site, carpenter job site, and there was a laborer there, and turned out it was that guy that they had given the food to and given the advice to, and that guy had taken the advice, gotten back up on his feet, and now was working. They had a place to live.
It was
also
going full speed.
Going full speed. So it's all about, in the end, lifting yourself up by your own bootstraps.
Yeah.
And getting out there.
Getting out there.
Getting out there and making it happen.
Yeah.
And just like this old, old toonie right here, it's all about getting your own act together and asking yourself, what can I do to help? Let's see if the old Compucare will get this music rocking and rooting here.
Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. side. As I turned up the collar, worn my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know.
Change. Look at that man in the mirror. Look at that woman in the mirror. What can you do to make that change? That's what we're looking to do here at Vallejo Project, right here on 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio, your local radio music station. Of all sorts of stuff here. And Sydney, actually, you've started out doing a DJ show here, what was it, on Thursdays?
I do, yeah.
Cool. And what's
Thursday mornings, I believe 7 to 10.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Early riser. Early riser.
We're up early.
That's right. I'm telling you. So that's pretty cool. So part of what you're doing here besides DJing and enlightening the folks here on a Thursday from 7 to 9?
7 to 10, I believe.
7 to 10.
Yeah,
nice
it's
slot.
A long show.
Yeah, there you go for all you commuters out there. You're also doing some music production here at the studio.
I am. I've been doing some music production, putting together some songs for you guys, some bops, some bangers here and there.
Very cool, very cool. And I think you got, you have a little group of musicians you're working with?
Yeah, I work with a band and also just some underground artists, some local artists, friends of mine. And we just work on putting together some songs, an EP, an album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff coming out.
Great, great. And so when you're going to distribute these days, what kind of distribution is available to young artists like yourself?
It's tough. We definitely use things like Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. But yeah, those are like the main streaming softwares that you got to get into if you want to be successful.
Cool, cool. And you got a couple of cuts for us here, I think.
I do. Let me see if I can play it for you guys. This is After Hours.
Shit, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here trying to show you guys a good time in After Hours show. It's late at night.
It's late at night.
You can't stop the vibes. So, kick back and stop the vibes. Understand what I'm trying to do under thighs. I ain't trying to hurt you, but you go, what's in...
Yeah, you guys, this is some new stuff we've been working on, some bars here and there. As you can tell, it's definitely still a demo, so we're still working on it.
What kind of styling do you call this?
We communicate. What's up?
I always like the name R&B. R&B always just felt like a safety net for me. It felt like something that I could just like rest my head on R&B. So that's what I would say. It's got a little bit of hip-hop in there too as well, though, definitely.
And what kind of a vibe are you driving at with that kind of music? It sounds more a little more chill.
Yeah, chill vibes, calm, cool, relaxed. You know what I mean? That's why it's called After Hours. It's like it's an after hours show. You're going to have the vibes.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So as you're doing new music like that, of course, back in the day when we were out there playing, of course, everybody always wanted to get signed and, you know, start opening up for bigger acts.
Yeah.
And in a lot of the documentaries and that I've done in the past, we've talked to a lot of friends who talk about the day they got signed and what happened with that. And a lot of them went on to success, and a lot of them ended up just owing a lot of money.
Just throwing a lot of money?
Just owing a lot of money to the
owing.
Record label.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So these days, in order to make some coin off your talents, it seems to be a lot more difficult. You get, it's a lot bigger distribution. You certainly get a lot more exposure, but, you know, not much coin coming back. Yeah. So do you find that distributing through, say, Spotify or YouTube?
Well, see, I know independent record, like, labels that my friends have started themselves, trying to, like, have more control over that for themselves. So I do know people that are artists that have their own record label. Which definitely seems like the way to go nowadays.
I would love to, you know, pick their brains because...
Definitely.
I distributed a lot of my old stuff through a jobber. And what they do is you actually pay them a fee per year to have your albums placed on all of
the... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how most of the streaming services work. You just got to pay.
Yeah. And then you're supposed to be making some coin off the back end through people downloading and purchasing, say through Apple Music and that. But Apple Music takes such a huge cut to start off
with. It's tough. I know. Trust me.
Yeah. So we're still trying to figure on how we can get a million downloads, you know, a million listens on YouTube, and then they send you a check for 25 cents.
I know. When I was younger, I was making like 20 cents off of YouTube, but now my channel can't be monetized because it doesn't have enough viewers.
Right.
But if I had have just kept it up when I was younger, it would have been making a little bit of money now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a goal of mine, is to get my channel monetized.
Uh-huh. And is that something that's kind of an exchange between younger creators out there trying to figure out ways to, you know, monetize your content?
Yeah. So some people, YouTube will pay you for ad revenue. So you can make money that way. But otherwise, most YouTubers do sponsorship deals. So they have like outside brands and companies sponsor their videos. And I know that's like a huge way people make their money.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking at a video on how to fix my other car on the YouTubes. When mechanics are always like, don't believe what you see on YouTube there, pal. But, it was a guy talking about carburetors, and
what's a carburetor?
It's like a Rochester valve.
Lord!
And through the explanation, of course, he says, "Oh, and here's this brand of carburetor part that I recommend." And all of a sudden, you go, "Oh, that's the sponsor."
Yeah, that's the sponsor of today's video.
Right, and then you look in the comments, and somebody says, "Yeah, I know that brand, and they charge an arm and a leg." You know, so
Ouch. It's
sponsorship, I guess, is the way to go. I guess you have to figure out like what your audience is, and then you can go back to a sponsor and say, hey, this is my audience.
Yeah.
So you can promote your product.
Yeah, you can promote your product here and get it sold and make millions and be happy and stuff.
Well, that's old school product placement. I mean,
yeah, really.
You know, it kind of harkens back to even way back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, where it was Texaco Star Theater and, you know, brought to you by, you know, Lucky Strike cigarettes. It was sponsors, which put up all the money for early content, early shows.
Yeah.
If you go way back into the internet and find old-timey radio shows, they're always, you know, Texaco Star Theater. So I guess it's kind of the same way now. You can have a sponsorship from a company. And that might be something to think about here locally, you know. I mean, if people are doing podcasts locally out here in Vallejo and reporting on local Vallejo happenings, local Vallejo music, try reaching out to some of the companies and small businesses here in town. There's a lot of great small businesses. We talked about there was a great bakery that young man had put together out here from the community. There's a lot of new interesting things opening up there on Georgia Street. A lot of great art-based businesses. Of course, some of the restaurants and that we know and love. Mm-hmm. Hey, you never know. If you've got a great podcast, a great idea out there.
Sometimes it works.
Hit up local business people and support your community.
Definitely.
That's kind of what it's all about here.
Yes, indeed.
And speaking of local community, right here in Vallejo, California, I happen to be part of the fabulous Executive Lions Club right here in Vallejo, California. Another great nonprofit that does great things. They actually focus on eyesight and eyeglasses, the Lions Club. I didn't really remember that when I first joined. And they do things like at certain, let's say at the county fair, they'll have a booth where you can get your eyes examined for free. They have a Lions golf tournament coming right up September 18th, 2023 at Blue Rock Springs, 655 Columbus Parkway, Vallejo, California. It's a great fundraiser. All proceeds go to charity. And I can tell you that as a member there, everything, all the money that we raise definitely goes to charity.
Hey, it's all there, man.
It's all right there.
It's all right there.
So if you want to be get a little foursome together, do some golfing. Some golfing.
That's what my mom, she's from Louisiana, she says golf. Golf. She says golf.
Golf?
Yeah.
Check out the Lions golf tournament. So you can get tickets to any Lions Club member that you may know. Definitely check them out on the interwebs. And it's a great way to hobnob with the local, who knows, you might be a hobnob with a local politician, a local business owner, and get some mojo going out there.
Yeah.
You never know, never know. And once again, with Vallejo Project, we've got one of our great fundraisers happening right now. We were talking about that earlier today on October 22nd, the VP Networking and Social Dinner at Zia Fredo's, another great local restaurant, October 22nd, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. A lot of great speakers. Check it out on vallejoproject.org, where we've got some other great community-based activities for you all out there. We'll be starting up our music classes again. Speaking of music.
Speaking of which.
We've got piano, we've got guitar lessons, we got drum lessons all coming up. Our schedule will be posted. And just vallejoproject.org, where if you got a youngin' in the house and they are aspiring to be a musician, any sort of talent, if they're banging on pots and pans, if they're doing some air guitar, hell, bring them
on.
Hook them up. Bring them on down. We got some great teachers there. In fact, some of our students actually put together a jazz quartet there.
Wow.
And so you never know what can happen. We had jam sessions there for a while, and that all happens out of our office on the Center for Global Success out there on Azure Street, out there on magical Mare Island. And that's where our headquarters is, so always feel free to get on the website, check out our hours, and come on by.
Ain't nothing nobody can do about that. Hey, I don't know what you wanted me to say to you that night, and I don't know how I thought that I could make it through that night. Oh, I feel like this. Oh, I feel like this.
That was our local artist Niall B live on air.
Wow, very cool.
Right.
And that's a local artist that you're hooked up with?
Yeah, he's cool.
Nice.
We were just hanging out yesterday.
Cool. Right on, right on. So what kind of live opportunities does a new artist have these days?
Definitely some local small shows at local venues. So an artist can bring their music to a studio or to a stage and request a show. Mm-hmm. Which I would highly recommend. That or going on tour is a good idea.
So we put on a show here down at the Empress Theater. It was the now famous.
I actually have a pageant coming up at the Empress Theater.
You do?
I do. I'll be competing for Miss Vallejo.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a possible Miss Vallejo yeah. right here this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Wow, wow. And you indeed are a Miss Vallejo. You
oh
have
my goodness.
Deep roots here in Vallejo.
I do. I have the deepest.
Indeed, indeed. So tell us all about this pageant. Wow, well, how okay, exciting. So
the pageant is coming up. It's on November 18th. Uh-huh. And I'll be competing for Miss Vallejo. And basically, I'll be giving a speech. I'll be doing a performance, and basically just competing in a pageant.
Wow!
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Wow! I'm sure it's not like a traditional pageant. I mean, no bathing suit contest anymore.
I think that's gone the ways of the wind.
It's
like fitness now. It's fitness.
Fitness.
Yeah, we have okay. a fitness section.
There you go. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, right. That'll work.
And so is there still a talent section?
There is still a talent section. So for mine, I'll be giving a speech.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Cool.
I was going to play piano, but I think a speech might be a little bit better.
All right.
But I'm working on the background music for my speech, so I think I'm going to compose it myself.
Oh, cool.
Right? Cool, right?
Yeah, right. That'd be very cool.
Right on.
Uh-huh. And does it have to be a Vallejo-centric topic for the speech?
They kind of wanted it to be a little bit more about Vallejo, but I think it's open to whatever the girls choose.
Oh, cool. And what's the age ranges?
I believe 18 to 28.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure there'll be women who are local entrepreneurs, local talent.
Definitely.
Local politics even, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I feel like I fit in most of those categories, so I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Nice.
Pretty strong.
Because you've been involved in a lot of spectrum.
Definitely. So if you guys want tickets, go on sale soon for the pageant, November 18th.
Now, is there a judges panel, or is it
there
by popular?
There is. And I believe we'll be crowned by Miss California.
Whoa.
Pretty cool, right?
Wow. Very nice.
That's pretty good.
And what kind of fabulous prizes do they give out?
We won a scholarship award.
Wow.
Yeah. An unnamed amount of money. It's a scholarship.
An unnamed amount of money scholarship.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. And that's very exciting.
Yeah, it's super cool. I'm super excited to show you guys.
Wow, that's really great. So we'll have our own Vallejo Project rep up on stage.
Yes, I'll be there. Hopefully you guys will be there too.
Cool. Yeah, so definitely put that on your calendar. November 18th.
Yeah.
At the fabulous Empress Theater.
The beautiful Empress Theater.
Miss Vallejo.
Yeah.
Wow. And I get to say I knew her when.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How cool is that, kids? And when you were talking about local artists, musical artists being able to play at venues, what kind of venues are there available around?
I mean, there's plenty. There's like the Empress Theater is a historic theater, but I know they also have a comedy club. Mm-hmm. So you guys can find your local comedy clubs, local bookshops, bookstores, local coffee shops have live music.
Okay.
So yeah, really just any small local business, just reach out.
Okay. Very cool. I know that there's been a lament of there's not enough venues anymore in San Francisco to play at.
Yeah.
A lot of the smaller restaurants, smaller art galleries have opened up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that one would have to explore the opportunities right here in Vallejo downtown with some of the local artists and galleries. In fact, one of the venues, if you will, that are here in downtown Vallejo in the Georgia Street area is Integrity.
Yeah, Integrity's got a lot of stuff going on. They do live music, they do live art. Like, I know that they participate in the Vallejo Art Walk as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're a great couple, great folks. They've been there for a long time. They have a lot of great music events, everything from there was yoga classes there.
Yeah.
They have a great tea room.
We had music classes there.
We had some of our Vallejo Project music classes there. That was one of our touchstones down there in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
On our walk night is great because there's always something cooking. Always something going on there at Integrity, especially Art Walk night. Some of our great local artists are always playing there, like Blue Cinema. They're a great little local group that play there a lot. And, of course, there's always the Townhouse.
What's that?
That's the dive bar that's right down here in downtown Vallejo on Georgia Street.
The dive bar.
It's a total old school dive bar.
It's pretty cool, huh?
It's a very cool place. There's always great music going on there. Karaoke night is always a favorite there.
Yeah.
As well as local music is always happening. And a lot of local musicians are able to play there. So I guess if you're a local artist and you want to have an opportunity to take your talents to the public, that's a good place to do it. A lot of acoustic stuff, a lot of guitar-based music goes on there, but you never know.
You never know.
Just go see the kids there and show them what you're made of, and maybe you'll be playing locally there.
Who knows?
Because the greatest place to start out as a local musician is always at the local dive bar. It's always a great place to be.
It's a good place to be, yeah.
And you get a lot of support from the community there when you're doing something like that. It's always cool. It's where some of my friends started out at. Especially this band, Bite, from San Francisco. FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio, right here in Vallejo, California. Let's crank it up. Nation, are you initiated? That's the question we ask you here. 89.5 FM, KZTT. That was the fabulous Sons of Alien Technology. Are you initiated? And of course, the late, great Lemmy Kilmister, killed by death, as we were talking about before. Don't despair. Death will get you one way or another sooner or later, so you might as well live and enjoy what you got here. What I was looking at right now was Sydney's pageant pictures, yes. Some of her pictures that she's put together.
Yeah, you guys, I'm in it.
Yeah, she's in it, and she's in it to win it.
To win it. Number one.
Number one, uno mas, baby.
Uno mas.
Yeah, so we've got some exciting things happening here in Vallejo.
Si.
Yeah, indeed. So you got to be able to get up on that. And not only have we been talking about fabulous music that's been happening here in Vallejo, with the city's been involved in producing.
Yeah.
Also, this Miss Vallejo pageant, which is pretty cool.
Pretty cool, right?
I'm telling you. We just had the big Dock of the Bay Festival last weekend.
Did you go?
I did not. I was up in Yosemite.
Yosemite Valley, hanging
indeed,
out.
Indeed, hanging out.
The best place to hang out.
I'm telling you, you know, folks, you got to get out there and enjoy the environment that you are in. There is so much to offer here in the Bay Area. And, you know, even though I was a little bit chagrined to ruin my studio tan, I got some sun.
And, you look great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
A great compliment.
This man is getting married soon, you guys. He looks good.
Woo! That's right. I got to look sharp for my big day coming up.
Yeah. Tell us more about the wedding.
Well, with not much to tell right now. We were going to have it in October, but then we kicked the can down the road to the spring because I was busy taking care of my mom in New York.
How's and your mom doing?
She's actually doing well. She's kicking butt and taking names, that's for sure.
Damn straight.
You'd be surprised, 89 years old, she is still giving me grief.
Yeah.
She should be.
Still hanging on to it.
That's right. And you're still doing that crazy TV show? Yes, mother.
Yes, mom.
Yes, mom. Yes, mom.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but she's doing real well, and she's living at home with help. So,
good. That's really good.
She's actually very alternative for her age and generation. She came up as a dancer.
Wow.
And, she used to take the bus down to Manhattan to go to the normal school of dance in Manhattan.
Cool. Is it still up and running?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
But back in the day, you trained to be a professional dancer.
Yeah.
You trained to either go to Broadway.
Yeah.
Or start your own school.
Wow. Yeah. Those are the ways.
Yeah. So she actually she had an opportunity to audition to be a Rockette.
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
Is she still a Rockette?
She's definitely rocking it. She's still rocking it, that's for sure. She actually was in a television show back in the early days. We were talking about, you know, weird sponsored shows back in the
50s. Yeah, back in the funky days.
This was sponsored by, what did she tell me? I think it was like Playtex girdles or something.
What is a girdle? All these new vocabulary words.
And there was a comedian. There was a host. She was part of the dance troupe that danced. There was a singer. So it was a typical sort of variety show.
Yeah.
And she actually went down to Manhattan.
Yeah.
And they filmed it on a soundstage there in Manhattan. And unfortunately, the show didn't make it because when the sponsors watched the show, the pilot, they didn't like the comedian.
Oh, so it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny enough. So they ended up saying, nope. On to the next. So she was not able to be a star of stage and screen, but she went on to opening her own school.
Ah, beautiful.
The Barbara Lee School of Dance.
Nice.
So she was teaching young kids. She was teaching ballroom dancing.
Is that
jazz.
Your last name, Lee?
No. That was
undisclosed.
That was her middle name.
Okay.
So she used Barbara Lee as her sort of stage name.
Mine is Sydney Amaya.
Oh.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. And so she took over a school in West Nyack, New York, who the woman who was teaching there was retiring. And so she took it over. And started her own school as, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
She started at 22.
Nice, nice. Yeah. That's good to hear.
And was an early entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's the way to go. You got to start as soon as possible.
Yeah.
When you're young.
So, young folks out there, here's your advice from your from your elder.
Yes, tell us.
Get out there and start rocking it.
Start rocking it, y'all.
Start doing stuff. You know, don't be waiting around. Don't be waiting for someone to hand it to you. You got to get out there. You got to kick it. You got to get out there and make things happen for yourself. Because no one else is going to do it for you. And you have to set an example to your peers and to yourself. So we want you to get out there and start rocking it and dancing it and doing all sorts of cool stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
And is there, in the contest that you're in, is there like a young entrepreneurs section?
There's a, I guess you could say, it's what we call Her Story. Oh. So that's a section where you get to share your own story, tell your own speech.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, mine will be focused on disabilities.
Oh, okay.
That'll be my speech.
Uh-huh. And then are you working in that field right now? Or?
I kind of. So my dad grew up with a disability called spina bifida, which is an exposed spinal cord at birth.
Wow.
So he's a full-time chair user. So he's in a wheelchair full-time. So I kind of grew up in that environment of learning how to take care of someone with a disability. So he has definitely been a huge inspiration in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were very well experienced with the type of care for someone in that situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. So yeah, I guess your speech is going to revolve around that topic.
It's called Becoming Accessible.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. We have a local person that we help out a lot with, Vallejo Project, and also with the Odd Fellows, which is Julian Phillips, our local musician, guitar player. Maybe you've seen him at the townhouse back in the day.
Yeah.
He used to busker down the street, down by the ferry building.
He used to meander.
Yeah. So he lost his eyesight, unfortunately, several years ago, and he's been toughing it out with that. And it's been an interesting journey with him. I've been working with him now for about a year and a half. And when you're sighted and then lose your sight, it's very difficult, you know? I mean, if you're born with a situation and you've been living with it for a long time, it kind of is your life. I mean,
it's your entire life, yeah.
And then when you suddenly become disabled,
yeah,
it's a whole different ball game because
it's a whole different thing.
You know what it was like to not be that way, and now you are.
That's what happened to my dad. He was 20 when he started using a wheelchair. He went through a surgery and came out the other side paralyzed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Good.
Not good. That's what kind of happened to Julian. He had an eye infection and then had several operations and came out blind.
I did eye surgery myself. I didn't do LASIK. LASIK is to repair your eyesight. Mm-hmm. I did a similar eye surgery, still using a laser. And basically it was to stop my eyesight from getting worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looking back, I probably wouldn't have gone through the surgery.
Yeah. I had a cataract surgery in one eye, and I definitely would not have done it back. Definitely would not. And that's
a huge part of what we were talking about earlier, suicide prevention. A lot of people go through, I would say the majority of people that do have a mental illness are also disabled, which having a mental illness can be qualified as a disability as well, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have multiple disabilities combined that as a society, we just don't know how to recognize yet.
Mm. And some disabilities are caused by you going to get a medical procedure done that you think is fairly simple, and then you come out the other end and it's worse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, modern medicine doesn't give you that option. They always say, be fine, don't worry about it, just get on in there. And then you come out the other end, they're like, well, tough luck, you signed
tough
the waiver.
Luck, you signed it.
Yeah. So, you know, holistic methods are something to definitely take a look at. That's something that Vallejo Project was looking at. Mylene Looker, our local doctor here in Vallejo Project, she was doing a lot of wellness talks.
Yeah, definitely.
And
the doctor knows.
Doctor knows.
I know we are supposed to do we do free healthcare clinics, which I think is good. I think healthcare should be free.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's kind of a bit of a topic right now. There's a program called CalABLE, which is what my dad works for.
Oh.
It's a state-run program for people with disabilities to set up a savings account without taxing.
Oh, wow.
Right. He also just got a position at the White House. So
what?
Yeah. We're waiting on confirmation from the Senate.
Well, wowie zowie. Look at this.
I know.
Holy mackerel. So what kind of position would that be?
So for him, it would be in charge of, I always forget the title of it, but basically working for people with disabilities across America.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty sick. It's huge. Like I said, I grew up with him being in a wheelchair full time, so I know what it's like to not have accessible bathrooms, to not have accessible doorways or staircases, to have people look at you differently. You can't see people at eye level when you're down in a chair.
Right. I never thought about that.
Right.
Wow. That's amazing. So, was he appointed by a local congressman?
He was. He was appointed by his boss, the California State Treasurer.
Oh, wow.
And I believe she appointed him. And then he went through Congress and Senate confirmation.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Amazing.
So we're just waiting on the final confirmation from the Senate, and he'll be on his way.
Wow.
Very cool.
So he'll actually be on his way to Washington, D.C.
To D.C.
Wow, isn't that great?
It's amazing.
You know, another local success story right here in Vallejo.
We love to hear it. My dad is born and raised Vallejo.
Uh-huh.
So am I.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's another reason to vote.
Yeah, vote for Sydney.
For Ms. Vallejo.
Yes, please.
With not only deep roots, but also great family connections and a connection all the way up to Washington, D.C.
That's right.
I'll tell you. If you vote for her, you never know.
You never know.
You never know, I'm telling you. So that's really cool. What great news. And what a great way for people here to get involved. And you see, it doesn't matter. Abilities do not restrict you from getting all the way up to the top. In fact, you take your situation and you augment it. You actually say, okay, well, this is what I'm stuck with.
You flip it 360.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. So when we're talking about things like suicide prevention, depression prevention.
There's always an alternative side.
Always an alternative side. I mean,
I know someone that died at 14 because of suicide. So, wow. I mean, it starts young.
Mm-hmm. And you think it's more prevalent now because of internet and because of, you know.
I 1,000%. I think social media is damaging the minds, brains. Really? Yeah, but I think it's about to change. That's definitely something I want to work on for sure myself. I know honesty is like, I think social media is honest, but I think it's brutally honest.
Oh.
You know, where it's like if you're on the wrong side of social media, you can get all of that negative energy coming into your field and your space.
Uh-huh.
So you just, and like, you don't have an outlet for that. So a lot of people don't want to share their lives on social media.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a one-way street. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can only go this way.
Right, yeah.
Instead of being able to communicate.
Interesting. One great meme I saw was all about Facebook. It's like, your misery is my entertainment.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the song Misery by Maroon 5?
Probably, but.
I am in misery.
Is that about social media?
And there ain't nothing, ain't nobody gonna handle me. That's the song.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it's about social media. I mean, it could be, but.
But I mean, yeah, that's what the, you know, whenever you start talking about social media and the pressures, it's generally tuned towards, you know, people trying to live up to a lifestyle or a facade that you can't attain because it doesn't really real anyway.
It's not really real. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like, well, what you know, in the early days, what is Facebook? It's like, it's either, hi, this is the 5th anniversary of the 9th year of the 7th day of the 3rd moment of my father's death.
I know.
I feel so bad.
We as a society have learned to celebrate like tragedies.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, whenever there's a big social uproar, it's always over a fatality or a tragedy. I know here in Vallejo, we lost Sean Monterosa to police brutality in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Sean was on his way home from a protest in San Francisco and was shot by Vallejo police.
Wow.
Yeah. And I believe the officers are still working on the force.
Jeez.
Yeah. So we've got some work to do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
And it's like, you know, we have a war going on right now that nobody's really talking about.
We
no
don't
one's
even
protesting.
Talk about it.
No one's doing anything.
A lot
anything.
Of soldiers came back from PTSD, and they're still alive, just suffering with PTSD from wars, and we still have a war going on.
Yeah. I mean, no one's complaining about the money being spent on that.
No.
I mean, back in the 90s, when I first got out here in San Francisco, people were protesting the Gulf Wars, and there were, you know, huge actions going on downtown San Francisco, traditional protests happening in Haight Street. A lot of the early coverage of Reality Check TV started as an alternative news program in order to cover those protests, because as one would just expect, the mainstream media wasn't covering it properly. And, you know, but now crickets, it's really crazy. And people, I guess they expect to, you know, put a emoji next to their face on Twitter or Facebook, and that's good enough.
And that's good enough, yeah. You just get like a badge of honor. Social media is like your badge of honor, kind of. Like you post about it, and then it's like, oh, pat myself on the back.
Uh-huh. So it's more like a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, you have to actually get out there and do something.
Get up and stand up.
So instead of breaking it, did you won't let it bend? And I wrote 200 letters I will never send. Sometimes these cuts are so much deeper than they seem. You'd rather cover up, I'd rather let them be. So let me be, and I'll set you free. Skin and how it mixes in with mine, the way it feels to be completely intertwined. Not that I didn't care, that I didn't know. It's not what I didn't feel, it's what I didn't show. So let me be, and I'll set you free.
If you want to get out of your misery and get back involved into the Vallejo community, why don't you get involved? Come to the Vallejo Project Orientation today. That's right, today, 4 p.m., JFK Library, right here in downtown Vallejo. Yes, so you're talking about getting involved? Talking about being part of the community? Talking about being part of Vallejo Project? Find out what we do. Find out what you can do today. Huh. No excuse. 4 p.m., JFK Library, right here in downtown Vallejo. Vallejo Project. Get to meet the kids that run Vallejo Project. Get to find out more about what we're doing. Get to find out how you can be involved right here in Vallejo itself. So we're going to be talking about all of our upcoming projects, our existing projects, our existing fundraiser. And you can participate in those too. If you have a musical talent, you could become one of our music teachers. If you have a talent for gardening, a green thumb, hey, become part of our Unity Garden out there at 2160 Sacramento Street. If you have organizational skills, we're always looking for some people to help us out with organizing our events. If you have interweb skills, if you are a webmaster, if you know SEO, if you know communication design, come on down. If you want to teach, come on down. Find out what we're doing, what we're up to, and how you can bring your talents to Vallejo Project and help the community. That's really what it's all about, being participating and being part of the community. Very interesting stuff this morning. I never really realized when someone is wheelchair bound, you're actually seeing the world from that different perspective. And when you're looking out into the world itself, it's almost like when you're a kid and you're seeing things from 3 foot, 4 foot level. And when you get older, things seem so much smaller because you were looking at it from a different perspective. And that's another great thing about being part of community organizations. You get to see things from a different perspective and kind of get out of your own view of the world and into somebody else's view of the world. You know, the old saying, when you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you definitely get more of a perspective of what they're going through. That's what community service is really all about. It's about walking a mile in someone else's shoes and finding out what they feel, what they're going through, and you can empathize with them and then be able to help them out a little bit more. And they don't feel so isolated anymore. And you actually go, I definitely get it. And now
we're going to kick it.
And Paul wrote this song because he was at a party and somebody came up to him and called him Al.
He said, hey.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street. He says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call.
speak language. He holds no currency. He is a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, sound. Cattle in the marketplace, scatterings and orphanages. He looks around, around. He sees angels in the architecture, spinning in infinity. He says, amen, hallelujah. If you would be my bodyguard,
folks out there, you know what this song's all about. This is Paul Simon. You can call me Al. With that great bass line.
It's always there.
And this was back in the day for protesting apartheid.
Apartheid?
Yeah.
What's
that? South Africa.
Oh, I see.
Where,
it's a town in South Africa?
Actually, apartheid in South Africa was all about the locals. And there was a lot of protests going on about that locally. A lot of musicians were involved in that to boycott South Africa, and they weren't going on tour there at the time.
Wow. I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah, you should look that up. That's part of protest history here in the United States against unequal things that were going on about human rights.
Crazy how this happens all around the world.
And how it's a long history of combating that through not only local participants, local activists, but those that were popular in the media at the time, bring awareness.
Yeah.
So bringing awareness to situations is definitely a great thing to bring forth. Oh, we might even have a phone call. I'm going to go inspect that. Here, Cindy, you take over the mic for a second.
Sounds good, you guys. So, happening in Vallejo, I think it's a cool 70-something degrees outside. Let me check the weather for you guys. Get it all set up. Traffic is pretty light this morning. We're doing good. Let me check on the weather for everyone. But hey, guys, it's a great, beautiful morning here in California. It's sunny. It's a cool 63 degrees here in Vallejo. The humidity is at, or the high of today is going to be 76. The low is going to be 58. And we've got our humidity. Air quality is at a 27, which is very good for us. Have you noticed there haven't been any wildfires recently?
There haven't been, you know, and that's really a good thing.
We're getting a little bit of summer rain as well.
Yeah, we did get that. When I was up at Yosemite just this past weekend, no wildfires.
None.
Weather was beautiful.
Yeah.
We had some summer rains.
Was it all green?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. And that's something that here at Vallejo Project, we want to encourage you to get out there and experience the great parts of California. We have it right here in Vallejo. You can just go out to the Mare Island, and there's
Mare Island. We also have Blue Rock Springs, I believe.
Oh.
Which is, there's a trail up there.
Huh.
For those of you wanting to go on a good hike. There's also Briones in Contra Costa County.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah.
Right?
And for the bicyclists out there, there's a lot of new bicycle trails out there you can participate
cool,
in.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
And in fact, when...
For cyclists.
And, yeah, you can go right out here to Mare Island. A lot of the roadways out there aren't too heavily traveled during the day and during the weekends. You can do great bicycling out there. There's the trails that are out by the Napa River and along the periphery of Mare Island. There are opportunities right here in town. In fact, when you go up to the shopping malls and where all the car dealerships are, right across the street, there's like all these hills and all this.
Yeah, we also, oh gosh, I forget the name of the.
McIntyre Ranch?
McIntyre Ranch, yeah. Yeah. We have a whole beautiful ranch up there that the project is also trying to get involved with.
Yeah, GVRD, which is our local commission here that runs the parks. Parks and Recreation. They run the McIntyre Ranch right here in town. Look them up on the GVRD website.
Check it out. Get involved.
It's wild. It's like
we
a whole
little
farm.
We also do
there.
Saturdays, Children Wonderland. We have a Children's Wonderland, so you can come by, bring the kids to the park, have a nice outing, get some nice food from local vendors.
There you go. And that's right here in town. They've got playground there. They've got a little amphitheater.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally right here in town.
Right here.
And it's great for the kids. There's little structures they can climb on and that, and they have a good time with that. So get yourself participating in the community, and that's really the best way to find out what's going on, as well as being part. And speaking of that, once again, we want to let the community know that today, that's right, today, down at the JFK Library, right downtown in Vallejo, California, is a Vallejo Project orientation meeting. Find out what you can do with Vallejo Project and find out what you can do here in the community as part of a community-based organization such as Vallejo Project. And there'll be information about other community organizations here in town as well. So you might find a good fit with, say, Faith Food Fridays.
Yeah.
Or any of the many other organizations that are here in town.
We got plenty.
We got plenty. I'll tell you, that's definitely for sure here in Vallejo, California. Right here on 89.5
FM
KZCT OzCat Radio. And it's not always a gloom and doom protest song. Sometimes they have an uplifting message. It's words. Turn, turn, turn.
Turn everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to be. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time.
Time for peace. you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with the whisper.
Everybody talks.
Everybody talks.
Man, we're grooving it right here on 89.5 KZCT. Ozgat Radio. It's Vallejo Radio.
We're in the studio.
I'm telling you. So we got a lot happening here. We wanted to all see you all downtown this afternoon, 4 o'clock at JFK Library for a little Vallejo Project orientation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sydney, our
hello.
Soon to be crowned Miss Vallejo.
Soon to be crowned.
She's rocking it right here.
Yes, sir.
We've had some great music here from local artists. We have some great talent from years gone by. We've got some great announcements stuff happening here. And a lot of great stuff coming up here
coming in
Vallejo.
Up and happening.
I'm telling you, later on in the year, we're going to have the famous Mad Hatter's Parade.
Yeah.
That's always a groovy, crazy situation.
It's got to do with Hispanic heritage, right? Or no?
The Mad Hatter's Parade?
Yeah. Oh, maybe not.
Well, it could.
It could. You never know.
You never know. Mad Hatter's Parade is mainly crazy contraptions and
cool, yeah.
And the folks over there, Optanium Works, right here in our own hometown, we've got a very well known Burning Man group that makes crazy contraptions.
You said Burning Man?
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole Burning Man craze over the week there for Burning Man that was rained out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually saw some reports from some friends who were like, don't believe the hype. You know, it's like...
We're talking about social media, you guys.
I'm telling you. So, I mean, the mainstream media tries to blow up things even more like social media used to. I noticed that a lot of the reports about, say, Burning Man were so sensationalized out in the mainstream media. But then when you finally go onto Facebook or... Twitter or whatever, and you get some reports from your own friends, they're like, eh, it wasn't so bad at all. Don't worry about it. So, especially
that's a Jersey man.
Yeah. So, I was saying that Cindy was asking me about what was happening with the UFO Museum.
Yeah.
As you guys may or may not know out there in Radio Land, we put together a UFO museum all about the fact, fiction, plausibility of UFOs and aliens here in our culture.
I mean, come on. We have our own spaceships. Who's to say other planets don't, too?
I mean, we've got our own private spaceships now, too. I mean, every time you buy something on Amazon.com, you're getting Jeff Bezos one step closer to living on Mars.
To Mars movement.
He kind of looks like a Martian anyway. So, I mean, yeah, and that's kind of what we were looking to do with Encounters UFO Museum experience.
Yeah.
Not only was I doing a club UFO for EDM and rock and roll up there, but also we're looking to possibly reopen it with a little more lilt towards science fact and careers in space.
Careers in space, like astronauts.
Yeah, I mean, now that you've got Elon Musk with SpaceX, you've got... well, I don't know what Virgin's doing these days, if they're even still defunct. You guys can look that up and correct me. Or with Jeff Bezos' projects. I mean, they've pretty much taken over a lot of putting satellites up into the air. India has a great...
Satellites are crazy to me. They're like the most bizarre thing to exist.
That's true. And some of them are tiny.
Oh, tiny. Really?
They're the size of a basketball.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
So there's a lot of job opportunity and career opportunity out there for young people in the burgeoning commercial space industry.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go back to science fiction movies like Alien, if you sort of extract the whole alien horror part of it, you know, the premise was they were on a spacecraft, which was basically like a ferry boat.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Just transporting goods from here to there.
Yeah.
Commercial space travel. And of course, that story goes deeper, of course, but the idea is, for this conversation, is commercial space travel. There's a lot of opportunity out there for young folks to get into that as a career.
Yeah, cool.
So,
because I know that NASA was running their like junior space program for a while. I'm sure it's still going on. Where they were training young folks to be astronauts.
Yeah, back in the day when I was a kid, of course, it was all about the Apollo space program and going to the moon.
Yeah.
So we idolized, you know, the guys that were made famous in movies like The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody knew who Neil Armstrong was back then.
Yeah.
And so, you know, was
and then that's when Hidden Figures came out recently, and that was talking about like a lot of the black women that were behind the scenes.
Exactly. So, I mean, when you take a look at that kind of a story, you know, when you figure back in the day it was the astronauts themselves were the rock stars.
Yeah.
But all the people behind the scenes that
all
made it happen. And when you see those old movies of the Apollo space shots and all the guys and gals in the control room.
Yeah.
And you look at a movie like Apollo 13 where you really get a good study of people behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
There's a lot of career opportunity out there. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with the Vallejo Project, to show young people that, you know, don't despair. There's a lot of opportunities out there that just aren't being projected in mainstream media.
Yeah, mainstream media is so picky.
Mm-hmm.
They're very peculiar about what goes live and what doesn't.
Yeah, they're very agenda-orientated.
I was going to say, even behind the scenes of like Wi-Fi networks and stuff like that, you have companies like Verizon and Sprint and T-Mobile that are like major like industries that we just don't talk about enough.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to get a new renaissance in communication to bring that out. And not just, you know, a lot of the stuff that's considered non-mainstream or alternative right now is like, we're exposing the corruption in the government, which is well needed. But there's a lacking of exposure of opportunity.
Right. Like I was saying, my dad, who has a disability, just got hired to work in the government. So they're on it, but it's just taking its sweet time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it kind of rolls back to initiative, self-initiative. You can have organizations like Vallejo Project that enable to give people a leg up, give awareness in a local community. But a lot of it falls back to the individual itself. You have to get out there and do the homework yourself.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of billionaires came up themselves anyway. And I think that's what makes it so controversial, is that a lot of them are self-starters. So they believe in that sort of individualistic mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can get trapped in it once the money is really talking. Mm. You can get kind of caught up in the money aspect.
Mm.
That also happens with grief in families when you lose a loved one and you fight over money. Or like even like right before. So as my grandparents were passing, my family fought over money and assets and cars and things like that, all the like superficial stuff. Meanwhile, someone's losing their life and it's like, you can't even talk about it.
Yeah. It's more getting more humanistic and realizing that material things come and go. You're really just borrowing things when you're here.
You really are. Even your body, like, it's just a vessel that you borrow while you're on this plane, on this earth.
True. And you have to respect that vessel.
Exactly. Treat it as best as you can. And I feel like the body being the vessel is the one that we should focus on the most. I mean, here in America, we've got fast food like industries, right? Mm-hmm. So we're feeding ourselves like the bare minimum quality of food because that's all people can afford.
True.
But at the same time, we do have things like grocery stores, which I learned that is not as abundant in other countries. Uh-huh. So, I mean, we're very, very blessed here in America, but it's still a massive corporation.
True, true. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to two local grocery outlets here as not so much the commercial endeavor of it, but the community endeavor of it. The folks that own the grocery outlet over on the other side of the freeway off of Tennessee, they're a local couple making it happen for the community. And I've noticed a lot of good health food in there.
Yeah.
And so you can get healthy, nutritious food affordable.
Affordable,
when you
yeah.
go into there. And even if you're on EBT,
but that's what we were
they
saying.
Don't restrict it. You can get good food as well as bad
yeah,
food.
Yeah, EBT is great. But that's what we were also saying, like Faith Food Fridays, you can get free produce.
Mm-hmm.
So I was definitely using Faith Food Fridays myself, and they helped me out a ton.
And when you go down to the farmer's market here, even if you're on EBT, you can go to the booth, and they can give you like almost like play money.
Yeah.
That you can spend at the individual yeah. farmers' booths. So even if you're in that situation, you can still get healthy food and support local
right.
farmers.
You just got to dig deep.
Exactly. And that's kind of what it's all about here, Vallejo Project. 9:58 on a Tuesday, 89.5 FM KZTT. It's all about getting information out there to the community and letting you know that don't despair.
Do not despair.
There's a lot of capabilities
up
there. Helpful resources. Ways to make it happen for yourself, for your community, your loved ones. And, always being participating in what's happening. So if you want to find out more about Vallejo Project today, right down at JFK Library, 4 p.m., you can participate in what's happening in the community with a Vallejo Project orientation meeting. 4 o'clock, get to meet some of the folks that
go
make
check
Vallejo
us out.
Project
yeah.
happen.
I mean, Vallejo Project is the friendliest people on the planet, so we've got you covered. I mean,
absolutely.
We do focus on the youth, but anyone of any age can get involved.
That's absolutely true. So vallejoproject.org is the website. Come check it out. Come see what programs are happening. Come down to JFK.
Like we said today, yeah, JFK Library today at 4.
Mm-hmm. And participate in the community, especially on November 14th.
The 18th?
For November 18th.
That's it.
We are for Miss Vallejo right here.
That's it.
All right. So get participating, get involved, and look to the skies because you never know when you're going to see one of those UFOs.
Lines of code, no longer simply said. The sheets are wrapped in red.